Pastor Gary Connor welcomes you to this message from Christian Worship Center, located in Zillow, Washington. Christian Worship Center is shaping the lives of people and families through a vibrant church community and world-class educational program. Our passion is to impact our state, national, and worldwide community with the message of salvation through Jesus Christ. Get ready for this powerful message.
Book of Ephesians, chapter 5. And if I run out of here puking, it's because I'm really nervous, so bear with me. Ephesians chapter 5, starting in verse 8. Says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord, having nothing to do with fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed in light becomes visible, for it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, 'Wake up, O sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine in you.'" Let's pray. Father God, I thank you so much for this service. God, I just pray that your anointing would come down in this place right now. God, that you would have your way. God, that you would minister directly to people's needs. God, that your word is alive, and it penetrates us, God. Mold us into people of greatness. We thank you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. So this last week, I spent the week getting ready for my best friend's wedding. And yesterday she was married and it was beautiful. And even though the wind almost blew us all away, it was awesome. Pastor told me last week that he asked me if I would preach. And I first kind of freaked out because I was like, oh man, I'm not going to have any time to get ready for this. And so I just prayed all week, you know, I was kind of just like, all right, God, what do you have in store? What do you want? And I couldn't figure anything out. Like up until like last night, well, it was early this morning, I was finally like, I just was on my face in my floor before I went to bed. And I'm like, okay, God, I need to hear from you because I have no idea what I'm supposed to talk about. And all he kept telling me was the end of verse 14, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead." And that song that we sang, that awaken song, it's like our anthem in youth ministry. If you ever come on a Wednesday night, that one is one of the songs that we sing constantly. It's a reminder to us. We give commissions to the kids a lot to go out and reach their friends for Christ. But it doesn't happen until it happens to them first. They have to become awake. They have to become alive in the spirit and understand that you're here for more than just yourself. So often as Christians, we get really consumed with the thought of I have to try the best and I have to do this a certain way and I have to act this certain way and then I'll get to heaven. When reality is, I think that that's kind of a little bit of a messed up thought process. Yes, we need to focus on ourselves and that's good, but we have to be focused on other people also. It says, you know, I heard somebody say one time that you will live a more fulfilled life if you're selfless. If you focus completely on other people. And that's my goal as a Christian, is that I want to be the type of person that no matter what happens, you can call on me and I'll be there right away. That's the kind of a life as a Christian that I want to lead. So many times we get so consumed in this thought process that our circumstances determine how we live that day. So many times on Wednesday nights, I see teenagers come in that you can just tell. Have you ever seen those people that you can see on their face that they just had a horrible day? Just like that. Ugh. You can just see it on their face that something's wrong. I'm the type of person that I like to call them out on it right away. Like, what's your deal? You know, and usually they'll open up to me right away. But you can tell when somebody's had a rough day. Something that I've learned over time is that our bodies, our body frames, are built to carry our weight. They're not built to carry our weight plus your weight plus your weight plus your weight. They're built to carry our weight. But so often, not only do we take on the situations of ourself, but we take on the situations of all the people around us. And so we're supposed to have this perspective of always an upward focus, always looking towards God and what he has planned. But when we heap weight upon ourselves, we end up getting slumped over and focused down. As a Christian, if you walk in that slumped manner all the time, you're never able to hear clearly from God because your focus is always on your current situation. What God's asking you to do in this verse is to wake up, to get a new perspective, to see things in a new light. We as a church have to step out of our comfort zones. That bucket list that Pastor has commissioned this past couple months, I'm not kidding you, every week at youth service, that express your love for the Lord in a new way in worship. I try to bring it into light for these kids every single week. Because we get so in our, and I hate this word, but I'm going to say it, routine. I don't let our youth kids say that anymore because it was being said a lot. But we get in this routine of I go into church Sunday mornings, I sit down. When the fast songs are done and the slow songs start, I raise my hands a little bit, I worship. And then I hear the word and then I go out and live my life. That's typical, especially when you're so familiar with how you do it day in and day out. But God is calling us to something better. This is the perfect opportunity in our town. There are so many people that need to know the love of Jesus Christ just in Zilla. I was so amazed that when I moved back here in September, of how many teenagers and how many young adults that I encounter on a daily basis that haven't even heard basic Bible stories, that no longer know the story of Noah. They just don't know that stuff anymore. And I've taken for granted so long the fact that I was brought up in a Christian home. When there's so many people out of these four walls that need to hear the name of Jesus. They need to know that the name of Jesus will heal them. And all they need to do is have somebody reach out and say, come on, come with me. I've got your answer. It's time for us as a church to wake up. It's time for us as a church to get out of that sleeping mindset and to get out into this city and build God's kingdom. It's so easy to fall into that. It's so easy to fall into that. But when you step out of your comfort zone, and you say, okay, God, I'm going to do something in faith. And you step out of there. He's not going to leave you hanging. Most of you know this already. That he is going to be there to supply every need. Sometimes the most awkward thing in the world is to walk up to somebody and invite them to church. Around Easter time, there was a statistic put out that said that 4 out of 5 people would come to church if somebody would just invite them. People just aren't getting invited anymore because people are worried about what other people will think about them. Throw out the pride. I don't even care. You can ask pretty much any of these guys sitting in the front row. I really, especially on Wednesday nights, I really don't care what people think about me. I make myself look like a dork up here a lot of times on Wednesday nights. But it's a way that you connect with people. When you break down that barrier and you say, hey, we are the same. I'm not better than you. You're not better than me. We have issues. We all have the same things we deal with. All right, let's work on this together. We need to wake up. Wake up, oh sleeper. In your life, where has it been this past couple months? In your situations, have you been so consumed with your current situations that your focus has been so set on yourself instead of on God? There's been times this last couple months where I have gotten in that and I've had to really, really check my heart. Okay, where am I? There's a saying in youth group that we say a lot. And I'm not going to go into the whole detail with it because these guys will make fun of me. But whenever we say it's time for a heart check, and we say, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself. That's really what it is. You need to be checking your heart constantly because if not, you can be so consumed with the way that the world is going that eventually you're caught up in it and you don't even know what happened or how you got there. We as people have to check ourselves or we cause ourselves to get spiritual heart diseases where we walk in this bondage and we think we're free. But really, we're so bound up because we're so in the religious mindset, and I'm not saying, don't hate me, I'm not saying that this church is in a religious mindset, but I'm saying that some of us, it's really easy to just go with the flow of things. But I challenge you, I really challenge you just to step out, to do something different. There's people in your life every day that you come in contact with that do not know the name of Jesus Christ. And it's our job to step out and to invite them and to welcome them into the family of God. Wake up, O sleeper. He says to expose the darkness. Pour in the light. We are to be a reflection of Jesus Christ all the time in everything that we do. When I stand up here and I preach, my goal is that you don't see me, but you see Jesus through me. I want to be the type of person, I want this church to be the type of a church that if somebody walks through those doors and needs healing or needs assistance, we are right there to help them. This church has the ability to go far beyond what our minds can even comprehend. When I first came in September, I had just gotten out of a series of my life that was possibly the most trying and most faith-testing part of my life that I've ever been through. And when I came here, I was wounded. And I had a choice to either be consumed by my situation and be stuck in my rut and be wounded, or to get away with God and let him bind up my wounds and walk free. A lot of times we think of, when you hear the word binding up, you think of it as a bad thing. But in this term, we need to be bound up. We need to lay down the offenses that other people have put on us or that have caused us to have. We need to lay them down and let God bind us. Or else we're going to be walking around as open wounds, bleeding and leaving blood trails all over the place. We can do this. We can step up. But we need somebody to come alongside. And that's the awesome thing about a church family, is that when one person is struggling, another person can come in and step and say, okay, let me help you here. Let me help you here. You're not alone in this. You are not alone in this. Awaken my dreams. Passion, arise. In Jesus' name, confusion I bind. One of the biggest tools that Satan will use against you is your mind. If he can get you thinking a certain way, if he can get your thought process different than what it's supposed to be, he wins the battle before it even starts. But the cool thing about my God is that when Jesus died on the cross, he won my victory once and for all. And instead of me going to him and having to beg and say, God, I need this. God, please supply this for me. All we have to do is simply receive, because he already won the victory. So we just reach up and we say, God, I receive it from you. And I walk in that freedom. Some of us in this room today need to be set free. Those bondages need to be broken. Those chains need to be broken. And we need to walk in the freedom of living a Christian that God has called us to. I know this is a little bit different of a service, and everybody's kind of looking at me funny, and that's okay. This is a better reaction, because usually my teenagers just stare at me like the entire service. So this is better. But what I want to do is I want to bring the worship team back up. It's okay. It's okay if we don't have a drummer. You can still come up. We're going to go back into the song Awaken. And what I encourage you guys to do is, as we go back, you guys can come up. That as we go back into this, that we make this our prayer. I know we're ending service a little bit different tonight, and I guarantee you I'm not a long preacher, okay? I'm used to preaching like 12 minutes with my teenagers, like, bam, bam, get you out the door, you're good. Because teenagers' focus is not, like, after 10 minutes, they're like, ah, lights, looking all over the place. They're not, they have a really hard time focusing. But something I've learned is that even when the sermon may be short, if worship is powerful and you just set the tone, when you praise God, that's when he comes down. So what I'm encouraging you to do is we're going to go back into this song, Awaken. And I really challenge you. I know that so many of us are used to, you know, standing in our row of chairs. And so many of us are used to just raising our hands a little bit. What I'm asking you to do is to really step out of your comfort zone today. Maybe it means coming up into the altar and standing and worshiping. Maybe it means that you've never lifted your hands and you need to lift your hands to show God and give him back the praise that he deserves. Maybe it means laying on your face in the altar. Any form of worship is okay. But we need to make this declaration that, God, I'm not going to live as a dead person. God, I'm going to live as a person that is alive. God, in areas of my life where maybe I have let my vision that you once gave me die, restore it to me, God. In areas in my life where I need to be woken up, Lord God, that you would wake me up right now. God, that you would stir it inside of my heart. Give me a hunger to see other people come to know you. God, give me a thirst for prayer. God, that there be a stirring in my spirit, God, that when I come into a time of worship, that I run into your presence. I don't hold back, but I run into it, for that is the place that I receive my freedom. That is the place that I receive my healing. Worship to me in my life has been the strongest medicine when I've been wounded. My entire situation can change if I'm having a bad day and I just turn on that worship music and I just let it play in the background, because his spirit dwells in that. It says in Zephaniah 3:17 that the Lord your God is in your midst. Embrace him. Embrace him today. So I'm going to ask you to do is we're all going to stand. And we're just going to go through this song. And I just encourage you just to worship. Worship in a new way today.
For more information about Christian Worship Center, visit us on the web at www.cwczilla.org. We'd love to see you in person at 204 Shane Road, Zilla, Washington, 98953.